Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a wet start out there this morning. Temperatures are chilly, too. I'll show you when we'll see the rain moving out and the sunshine returning.
We're on the move in the WRAL Storm Tracker this morning, monitoring road conditions. Coming up, we'll have a live look at your wet morning commute.
Breaking news. Authorities want you to be on the lookout for this little girl and this woman. An Amber Alert has been issued for 8-year-old Kelly Holloman of Duplin County.
Also, 11 Durham schools are closed today as hundreds of employees are staging a sick out. The rally they will hold later this morning as concerns about their pay continue to grow.
Police arrest a driver after a crash on Glenwood Avenue early this morning. What we know about why that driver was taken into custody. We are tracking several breaking news stories for you on this Wednesday, this last day of January. We also have widespread light rain out there. And as we know, just even a little rain can cause some issues. We're tracking all that for you. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here. We know how inconvenient that can be for a lot of folks out there and the time you're going to spend this morning just navigating around it. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with our first look at that radar.
And we have scattered rain across the viewing area right now. It's a low pressure system that's going to rotate counterclockwise across the region and continue to pull some rain in all morning long. Right now it's steadiest from Durham up to Henderson, down through Lewisburg, through Wilson and Goldsboro. And we're seeing wet conditions all across the viewing area right now. It's too warm for anything frozen here. You can see just on that far western edge closer to the mountains where that might be a little wintry mix, but none of that for us. As we get through 8 a.m. and then on through lunchtime, we continue to see these waves of light rain moving through. And then by the time we get to 12:30 or 1 o'clock, that's the end of it. We see a northerly flow through the afternoon, keeping our temperatures cool, but we may even see a little bit of sunshine by the end of the day today. We take a look at what we're expecting. Just some light rain. We're not looking at a big soaking. This is not going to be anything heavy, but it's enough out there to make for a messy commute for us. We take a live look at Durham. You can see the streets and sidewalks here in downtown. Wet. 42 is our temperature. Our wind is coming out of the northeast right now at about 6 miles per hour. It's 36 in Roxboro, 37 in South Hill, and 39 in Goldsboro. But I wouldn't expect those temperatures to drop much more. So we're going to keep it above freezing. Most of us are seeing low 40s. So with the rain and the chilly temperatures, it's uncomfortable for your trip to work and school this morning. This afternoon, it's still cool with temperatures in the upper 40s. We're looking at some 60s in our forecast later in the week. I'll show you when that arrives. Coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth here at 602. I'm still watching the northbound side of the Durham Freeway. We had an earlier crash blocking the left lane, but just in the past minute, they've moved everything over to the right shoulder. You see those flashing lights there. So on that northbound side of 885, right around Ellis Road, just look for some activity there on the right shoulder. Traffic, though, is flowing freely. Pretty much everybody seeing the wet roads this morning, and you can see the shower showing up here on Live Dual Doppler 5000 radar. That includes the rain over much of Raleigh. Let's check in on the roads with Kelsey Coffey at the WRAL Storm Tracker this morning. Kelsey, it looks like you're on the Beltline around Wade Avenue.
Brian, we sure are. And right now we're in the thick of the morning commute. Usually when we hit that 6 o'clock hour, that's when we see more cars on the road. So we'll give you a look at the roads right now so you can take a look at it for yourself here. But just seeing that light rain, not necessarily any heavy rain, which is right on par with what Elizabeth had mentioned earlier. So just be careful because you're dealing with two things here. You're dealing with it still being dark outside. And then, of course, these wet roads. So give yourself some extra time in your morning commute. So, Brian, what can you tell folks as they get headed out the door?
To give yourself that extra time as you get ready this morning, increase your following distance. And since we're going to be dealing with rain after the sun is up, you need to remember that whenever your windshield wipers are on, your headlights also need to be on. Again, right now we're seeing fairly light volume, but we are anticipating some bigger problems later this morning. I'll have another update coming up in about 10 minutes.
Brian, thanks. We're following breaking news. An Amber Alert has been issued for a missing 8-year-old girl from Duplin County. Authorities are looking for 8-year-old Callie Holloman. She has blonde hair, blue eyes, and freckles on her face. She's also wearing glasses. She's believed to be with Rhonda Holloman, who is about 5'5", has blonde hair and green eyes. They were last seen on Joe Johnson Road in Warsaw, and they may be in a black Acura MDX with North Carolina plates. If you see either of them, please call 911.
11 Durham public schools are closed today as employees are staging a sick out. It's the latest in an ongoing battle over pay in the district. WRL's Laura Levine is at Jordan High School this morning. Employees plan to hold a pair of rallies there later today, Laura.
Jeff, good morning. DPS leaders tell us that they are taking this matter one day at a time. And as for today, schools like Jordan High School here will be quiet just like this, very empty, and the doors will stay locked. That's because the majority of those employees have decided, actually refused to show up to work. Parents, I want you to take a look at your screen now. To the left side, you can see a full list of the 11 schools that are closed today. The Durham Association of Educators and other DPS employees will protest in multiple events with this sick out in response to the ongoing staffing crisis. School employees say they are upset by the district's failure to be transparent about its budgeting and decision making, its lack of action on years of experience and staff salary. They believe the district's short-term solution for salaries through January is not enough. Here we are at January 31st, and no decision has been made about what happens next. Despite disruptions for students, many parents stand in solidarity with these employees.
I totally stand with the classified workers. This will be an inconvenience and difficult if we have to keep him home because the school is closed or there's not enough workers in the building. But I feel like this is absolutely necessary for the long-term health of the school district.
In a statement, the board chair said the Board of Education is committed to getting all matters with our employees resolved fairly and as soon as possible. We know two protests are scheduled today, one at 10 a.m. and the other at 2 p.m. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Durham.
Breaking news. Part of Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh is back open after a crash that had it closed earlier this morning. Brett Nace was there in the WRL Breaking News Tracker.
Raleigh police shut down northbound lanes of Glenwood Avenue near Peace Street for about 2 hours overnight after this car hit a tree and overturned. Police say the two people inside only have minor injuries and were checked out by EMS at the scene. This man was driving the car. Police arrested him for an outstanding warrant. I'm working to find out what that warrant was for and if he will face any charges for the crash. I'll keep you updated. Brett Nace, WRL News, Raleigh.
Breaking news from the U.S. Capitol, where you're looking live right now. Republican lawmakers in the House voted just hours ago to advance impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The vote came in about 1 o'clock this morning. It could make Mayorkas the first cabinet secretary to be impeached in nearly 150 years. House Republicans accuse him and the Biden administration of disregarding federal laws on immigration. The committee voted on party lines to advance impeachment articles to the House floor for a full vote. That vote could happen next week.
Today, state education leaders will examine crime data from schools across the state. The State Board of Education will take a look at crime and discipline stats from the 2022-23 school year. They're also expected to look at data that shows disproportionate disciplinary actions against students of color and students with disabilities. The board meets at 10 this morning. Starting tomorrow, animal surrenders will resume at the Wake County Animal Center, but with new rules. Owners giving up their pets will have to apply and make an appointment first. The shelter hopes this will help them avoid a lack of space, which would mean euthanizing animals. The center suspended surrenders because they've been over capacity for 2 years.
Today, gun rights activists plan to speak out against a proposed rule change for concealed carry permits. The state's Rules Review Commission plans to decide today on whether people who want a concealed carry permit will need to also buy a state handbook. The Concealed Carry Instructors Association argues this creates an unnecessary burden. It also argues the book has outdated and incorrect information. The meeting is happening at 10 this morning.
Today, the North Carolina Black Law Enforcement Symposium gets started in Durham. The conference is happening today through Friday. Durham County Sheriff Clarence Burkhead is hosting the event at the Spring Hill Suites. It will feature discussions and keynote speakers. There will also be a community outreach event at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Durham and Orange County.
6:09 right now on your Wednesday. Elon Musk won't be collecting his multi-billion dollar pay package from Tesla. Why a judge says the biggest compensation deal in corporate history should be voided.
And also coming up, some people in Alaska will no doubt want to avoid this winter. We'll tell you why they're experiencing a record-breaking snowfall and how people in this normally snowy state are handling this incredible winter weather from snowy Alaska to rainy, chilly morning around here.
Oh, that looks so pretty. And we're dealing with some messy conditions this morning. We have a good chance of rain for your morning commute and cool temperatures. We'll see the rain tapering off by lunchtime. We'll talk about how we're looking for rainfall this winter so far coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It's a messy morning out there. We do have light scattered showers across the entire viewing area, showing up on dual Doppler 5000 radar from Sanford up to, say, Chapel Hill, all the way up the I-85 corridor, and then back down toward Goldsboro. We're going to see this rain rotating across the area all during the morning commute. It's not going to rain on you the entire time, and what is falling is fairly light, but it's messy out there. It is chilly, and Brian's going to be keeping you on track in terms of where the accidents are and how to avoid them. It's 40 in Wilson right now with some wet conditions. Durham is 42, 43 in Fayetteville, where it's also wet right now. So heading out the door, obviously a raincoat or an umbrella would be a good choice. If you're planning to exercise outside, if you wait till after lunchtime, it's dry, but it's still going to be cool today with highs in the upper 40s. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is now 6:13 as we take a look at traffic. Looking good so far around the triangle with no big problem showing up on our major routes. A little bit of brake tapping showing up now on 40 westbound right around the Clayton Bypass. In Durham, that earlier crash on 885 northbound around Ellis Road appears to have cleared. As we've been showing you on live dual Doppler 5000 radar this morning, we do have a lot of showers out there and some wet roads. Going to take you to the WRL Storm Tracker live right now on the southeast side of Raleigh, there around the I-87 440 interchange in Pool Road. You can see that windshield wipers are going. The pavement is wet. Just need to slow down and take it easy as you head out. Jeff.
Thanks, Brian. We'll take it over to Carrie now, where a man has a warning for folks who live in that area and all around our area. A stolen check resulted in thousands of dollars disappearing from his bank account. John Leskovic says he put a check in his mailbox to send it out on the 13th of this month. Someone stole it, washed it, changed the name and amount, and then cashed it for $3,000. Police are now searching for who did that.
Elon Musk's $55 billion Tesla pay package has been voided. The 2018 pay package made the Tesla and SpaceX boss a centibillionaire and the richest person on the planet. Yesterday, a Delaware judge ruled that the company's board of directors failed to prove that the compensation plan was fair. Musk responded to the decision on X, writing, "Never incorporate your company in the state of Delaware."
As we deal with another round of rain and chilly temperatures this morning, folks in Alaska are experiencing a much different weather scenario. Record-breaking snowfall. This is small potatoes for us, but WR's Ken Smith here now with how those folks are coping with a big winter, Ken.
Yeah, Jeff, take a second to consider what I'm about to say. So far this winter, Anchorage, Alaska has seen 100 inches of snow. A familiar sound around Anchorage, Alaska. The thing is, a snowy Alaska is not uncommon. What makes this scenario unique is that level of accumulation is happening much earlier in the season than in any other time in history. As you might imagine, the snowy season is being met with mixed emotions. Some people are making the best of it, while others are just plain fed up.
I don't like it at all. The older I get, the more I hate it.
People are happy, I guess, snowboarding and skiing. This is what they're waiting for. Tiger catch up
first. How about this guy? The creators of this giant snowman calls it Mighty Snowzilla. A lot of snow to work with there. And forecasters say the city of Anchorage could break its all-time record of almost 135 inches of snow this winter. And Jeff, you know, if snow becomes news in Alaska, you know that's a lot of snow.
Yeah, I want to remind them, they do live in Alaska. And
true.
That happens. But yeah, earlier and earlier. And the guy with the pull start on the snowblower, that's a
he's probably
situation.
Still trying to get that thing started.
Right?
happening right now in the WREL Live Center, and the music of Taylor Swift, Drake, Olivia Rodrigo, among many others, could disappear from TikTok by the end of today if they do not reach a deal with Universal Music Group. UMG said in a statement that it would pull its tracks due to a lack of compensation for artists and songwriters. They also accused TikTok of bullying and intimidation. And of course, TikTok responding this morning on X, accusing the music company of putting their own greed above the interests of artists and songwriters, and that they've been able to reach artist first agreements with every other label and publisher. So we will have to see if they can reach that deal by the end of today. Otherwise, a lot of music will be missing from TikTok.
Michelle, thanks. There's a juvenile justice hiring event happening today in Butner. It's happening from 9 until 4 at the Dillon Regional Detention Center. The North Carolina Division of Juvenile Justice wants to fill juvenile justice officer positions. People who apply could qualify for a $3,000 sign-on bonus.
This morning on Today, meet the man behind some of music's most famous photographs. Danny Clinch has spent his life getting up close and personal with music royalty and capturing their essence on film. He's created a legendary career photographing Bruce Springsteen, Johnny Cash, Tupac Shakur, and other music icons. You can hear his story on Today. It starts at 7 o'clock right here on WREL.
Well, when you head out the door, you'll get up close and personal with rain. Elizabeth Gardner tracking our morning rain. And Elizabeth, this will be the only day that we see rain this week.
We'll start to dry out this afternoon, and we've got have some nice weather in our forecast at the end of the week. So, you know, we'll just have to kind of push through this. It's on the miserable side out there. Temperatures are in the anywhere from the mid-30s to mid-40s, so it's chilly. It is damp, but we're not looking at a lot of heavy rain out there, but it's just wet enough to make it feel uncomfortable. We're seeing some rain falling in Sanford and back down towards Southern Pines, up around Durham and Chapel Hill, and then back down into some of our eastern counties, Nash County and Wilson County, seeing a little bit of patchy light rain. We'll zoom in. Henderson down to Durham to Lewis, to Rocky Mount, to Wilson, to Wendell, seeing some rain falling right now. But again, it's on the light side. It doesn't matter where you are, though. We've seen some rain that came through overnight, and it's wet all across the viewing area. Goldsboro, seeing wet streets. Same thing there on Salem Street and Apex. This is a live look at Chapel Hill from Top of the Hill Restaurant. And of course, in Fayetteville there on Hay Street, right outside our newsroom. Here's what's happening. We have a low pressure system rotating counterclockwise that's moving past us. It's on its way south, but it is pulling up a little bit of moisture from the Atlantic, and that's going to keep the rain going over our area up until around lunchtime or so, and then it moves on by. We'll take a look at temperatures along with precipitation so that you can see none of this is going to be frozen. 37 at 7 o'clock in Roxboro, and then it just starts to go up. By the time we're at 10 a.m., our temperatures are in the 40s. We'll continue to see that light rain up until around noon to 1, and then temperatures will climb into the mid-40s to right around 50. So it stays cool today even after the rain rolls out. We take a look at our potential rainfall totals. It's likely to be a quarter of an inch or less. So there's a lot of coverage, and it's going to rain for a while, but none of it's going to be very heavy out there. We're doing just fine on rain. It's been a wet winter so far. So far for RDU, we've seen over 11 inches and over 7.5 inches in Fayetteville. We're at almost 4.5. We're a little over 4.5 inches ahead for the winter at RDU and about 1.5 inches ahead in Fayetteville. So we're on track to see the wettest winter so far since 1944 with 7 inches in December and a little over 4 inches in January at RDU. So we're doing just fine on the rain. Groundhog Day, we'll see some sunshine. And of course, if the groundhog sees its shadow, the folk tale is that we see 6 more weeks of winter. Brian pointed out a little while ago that actually, no matter what, we still see 6 more weeks of winter. But will it warm up early? Well, it certainly looks like it's going to be a warm day on Friday, 60 degrees at lunchtime and highs in the low to mid 60s. So that will definitely be nice. I took a sneak peek ahead. I'm going to show you the map coming up in just a little while. It definitely looks cooler on Saturday and Sunday and into Monday and Tuesday. And Brian, looking ahead for the entire month of February, it looks like temperatures will be near normal, which will still be in the 50s. So would you count that as winter?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. It is. It's now 5, 6, as long as it doesn't snow, I'm fine. Absolutely fine. 620 as we take a look at the WREL Storm Tracker live pictures from the south side of Raleigh. This is I-40 right around Lake Wheeler Road heading out toward Gorman Street. Windshield wipers are going. It's wet out there. That's throughout the viewing area. We're dealing with those wet roads. So you do need to give yourself that extra time as you head out this morning. Take you to the map and show you that right now we're not seeing any crashes showing up anywhere in the triangle. All of our major routes are in pretty good shape. I am watching what appear to be an earlier minor crash on northbound 885 just past Ellis Road. Just need to give yourself that extra time as you head out this morning. And don't forget, if you are getting ready to head out, listen to us on the radio through the morning at 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham. News, weather, and traffic coverage as you head to work.
Folks worried about the growth on Newbern Avenue are sharing those concerns with City Council.
We want to get on the bus instead of being thrown under it.
The debate over the development that will come with a new rapid transit plan.
And we're getting a sneak peek at some of this year's Super Bowl ads, including one featuring a couple of Saturday Night Live alums. That's coming up in What's Trending.
Now, our keynote speaker. This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
This is early. We're already getting a look at some of this year's Super Bowl ads, including one starring a Saturday Night Live alum.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Those advertisers want to get their money's worth out of all this. Buchanan is the star of an ad for Hellman's Mayonnaise alongside a cat named Mayo Cat. Pete Davidson also makes a cameo, and there's a jab at his dating life there at the end. Buchanan says that she made sure to get his permission to poke fun at him.
Yeah, I think it's fair game from alums, right? But the whole premise of the commercial, the cat is saying meow, and Buchanan takes it on a worldwide press tour because she thinks it's saying mayo. It's
kind of fun. Maybe this is an ad that they knew no one would be talking about after the Super Bowl, so they decided to talk about it before the Super Bowl.
Right. Strategy.
I'm intrigued.
Okay. Actress Kate Hudson is entering the music world. This is her new single, Talk About Love.
Call me crazy, 'cause I know it's our time, and you and me talking about love.
Well, that sounds like a hit, right?
Yeah.
Hudson hopes to release a full album sometime later this year.
I'm surprised it's taken her this long, because do you all remember the show Glee? So she had guest starred on that, and she was fantastic. She can sing, she can dance, act, she's a triple threat. But now her first album, kind of veering in a new direction with her career.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that Glee tidbit either.
Oh, yeah. She was great.
Brian, thanks. The Baltimore Orioles may soon have a new owner. The Associated Press reports a group led by billionaire David Rubenstein has agreed to buy the team for more than $1.7 billion. Orioles legend Cal Ripken Jr. is also part of that group. The Angelos family has owned the team since 1993. The Orioles recently reached a new lease extension to continue playing in Baltimore's Camden Yards for another 30 years.
As a wet start for you this morning, we take a live look at Dual Doppler 5000 radar. Scattered showers with us now. I'll show you how long the rain sticks around and how much we'll see before it ends.
And we are on the move in the WREL storm tracker this morning, monitoring road conditions. So coming up, you will get a live look at your wet morning commute.
And authorities want your help tracking down this girl and this woman. An Amber Alert issued out of Duplin County just hours ago for 8-year-old Callie Holloman.